everybody. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting on 266 meters in the medium wave band at a frequency of 1125 kilohertz. Opening up transmission for a Sunday morning. We welcome you along to our transmissions. The first of our programme starts in just 2 minutes, and it is in fact the free radio show. The mailing address of Merseyland Alternative Radio is number 72, Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral, on Merseyside. And for the following programme, if you're interested in pirate radio, you will require a pen and paper, and if possible, a tape recorder. As during the course of this programme, we play extracts from various radio stations. And good morning once again, and welcome into the free radio show. Dave Simpson in the chair for the next 1 hour with a whole lot of information for you. The first of the information which I shall be giving out this morning will be for free radio magazines, and we have a new one to plug on the show this morning. And then we shall continue on with some listeners' letters and also some good news which I have lined up for you. Right now, a piece of music to get the show underway, and this is in fact a number called Spaceman by Bolland and Bolland, and it was the theme tune to the Dutch DJ Ferry Aden. Bolland and Bolland with a number there called Spaceman. That's the theme tune to the Dutch DJ Ferry Aden. Pens and papers at the ready for our free radio news magazine spot. And this week on the programme we have a new magazine for you to send away for. And this one costs just 8 pence plus an SAE. Issue number 16 is now on sale. And it is in fact free radio news. Or FRS news, if you wish to brief it down. FRS news. And you write to Dave Jones, Dave Jones, P.O. Box 123, Reading in Berkshire. So as that is a new one, I shall repeat it for you. FRS News, Dave Jones, P.O. Box 123, Reading in Berkshire. Monitor magazine costs 25 pence, and that is available from 31 Avondale Road, Benfleet in Essex. And free airwaves, P.O. Box 319, Edenbridge in Kent. P.O. Box 319, Edenbridge, Kent, free airwaves. Sound waves cost 30 pence, and that is available from P.O. Box number 110, Orpington in Kent. And finally, Radio Brief magazine, another good magazine. This one costs 50 pence, and it is available from number 8, Skardu Road. S-K-A-R-D-U, Skardu Road, Cricklewood, London, North West 2. And on last week's programme I gave a rundown of a few of the DJs from Radio Veronica and told you what they were doing, or what they are doing at the moment. And the only bit of news which I have on DJs this week is that Stevie Gordon, one of the last people to come off the Mi Amigo before it sank, Caroline DJ Stevie Gordon, is working on the Peace Ship. And he will be returning to this country on the 28th of November. And possibly joining Sunshine Radio on 539 metres. Right, I've got some really good news coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, on with another piece of music, and as the news is that good, I've chosen this piece of music. As you all well know, and I'm playing that record this morning because I have some good news for you about Radio Caroline. Yes, the station is on its way back.
Caroline, the sound of the land. Caroline, the sound of the nation.
here is the good news about Radio Caroline. I have it on good authority that the new Caroline ship is almost ready. It is kitted out with a 60 kilowatt medium wave transmitter and intends to anchor in the Thames estuary, not far from the original position, not far from the wreck of the Mi Amigo. And the first transmission from Radio Caroline will take place on the 15th of December 1980. So there you are, some really good news for all our Radio Caroline enthusiasts. Caroline back on the 15th of December 1980, a brand new ship, a brand new transmitter, increased in power. And I believe the Caroline has in fact been testing on various frequencies and the signal is good. And in a few moments' time, I shall be playing you some extracts from Radio Caroline. A little thing called Frinton Flashing from a tape which has been sent in to me very kindly by Stu of 12 Sinless Kimmel Bay Rill in North Wales. Thank you very much, Stu, for the tape. And also a big hi to your friends Ernie and Colin. Sure hope you're receiving us loud and clear on MAR this morning. And now to some of your letters which you've very kindly sent in to me. And Grant Simmons of 3 Palm Grove, Claughton, Birkenhead has sent me a Radio Floss sticker which is now up on the studio wall, and also a list of London-based pirate radio stations which he acquired from Andy Richards of Radio Floss. And he's interested in Radio Free Liverpool recordings. Well, in the very near future I shall be featuring Radio Free Liverpool on this programme, Grant. And I shall read out the list of London land-based pirate radio stations in a few minutes, so thanks, Grant, for your letter. Chris Jones of 8 Linden Drive, Helsby, Cheshire, is interested in exchanging information, swaps, etc., with some of our free radio enthusiasts, so please write to him. Chris Jones, 8 Linden Drive, Helsby, in Cheshire. And Wayne Hughes of 58 Bridge Road in Litherland has sent me a Radio Zodiac sticker and also a list of pirate radio stations which he is prepared to swap, a list of recordings which he is prepared to swap with some of our listeners. So if you have any tapes that you'd like to swap with him, he has Coastal Independent Radio with Roger Carlin, that's a Brighton VHF pirate. Uptown Radio with Terry Anderson, that's another VHF recording. And Thameside Radio with Bouncing Bob Edwards. That's on 90.2 VHF, another London pirate station. And the stations which Wayne is interested in is any recordings of offshore or land-based pirate radio stations from around the country. And also he's given us the address of a shortwave pirate if any of the listeners would like to write in. The shortwave pirate being Radio Zodiac, and the address is 13 The Chase, Crawley in Sussex. If you send an SAE, you will receive a QSL card and micro stickers. And in answer to your question about the Tower Radio and Radio Free Liverpool recordings, Wayne, the answer is yes. And Wayne would also like to hear from Gary Hogg of 19 Adele Towers Close, Adele in Leeds. So Gary, if you're listening in, please drop Wayne a line. Wayne Hughes' address, once again, is number 50A Bridge Road, Litherland, Liverpool 21. John Fish of 175 Muslins Drive in Wallasey. Good morning to you, John. John is also interested in swaps, and he has some MAR tapes. That's not a bad idea, John, to tape some of our programmes. As you live very close to the transmitter, you should be able to get good quality recordings of MAR, in particular the early morning shows and the late night shows, as I do know that a lot of our listeners are interested in copies of recordings of early morning and late night transmissions, as they live quite away from the transmitter and reception to them in the late evening is bad. So if you'd like to record some tapes of MAR, then I'm sure our listeners will be interested in exchanging their pirate recordings with yours. That's John Fish of 175 Muslins Drive, Wallasey on Merseyside. And about the radio beacon which you've asked me about, John, it is in fact an IBA station. Simon Hesselberg, 73, Druidsville Road in Liverpool. Simon, I got your tape and I'm working on it. Also, Gary Marshall, I'm attending to your tape as well. And Carol Laidlaw, I've sent the information off to you and I shall play your record in my programme between 11 o'clock and 1. Brian Robinson of 50 Hague Avenue, Leyland near Preston, requires Veronica and Caroline North recordings. So if you have any Radio Veronica, Radio Caroline North recordings that you'd like to exchange with Brian, drop him a line because he has quite a list of rather good recordings which he's prepared to exchange with you. That's Brian Robinson, 50 Hague Avenue, Leyland, Preston. 50 Hague Avenue, Leyland, Preston. Here's that list of London pirate radio stations which I promised to read out for you. The list was sent in to me by Grant Simmons of Three Palm Grove, Claughton, Birkenhead. And they read as follows. Radio Floss on 222 metres, 1350 kHz. Transmits on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Radio Jackie South, 227 metres, 1323 kHz, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. also on Sundays. And Radio City on 238 metres, 1260 kHz, broadcast from noon until 4 p.m. on Sundays, also stations on medium wave. And on FM, there's Thameside Radio, 90.2 MHz, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Sundays. Liberty Radio, 90.2 MHz, noon to 7 p.m. every first Sunday in the month. And the Radio Invicta, 92.4 MHz, noon to 4 o'clock on Sundays. And Radio Free London on 92.0 MHz, noon to 7 p.m. on Sundays. These stations only available in the south of England and the London area. Right, on with a little bit more news now. And the final piece before we go into our recordings, which are the first of the recordings coming from Caroline North, Caroline South, a thing called Frinton Flashing. And this is just a little bit of information on radio stations which you can tune in during the course of today. And today being the third Sunday in the month at 12 noon, EMR should be on the air, European Music Radio. And that broadcasts on 6.235 kHz in the shortwave band. European Music Radio, 6.235 kHz in the medium wave band. And also, don't forget Southside Radio, that's the Irish pirate station. Mark Boland does a free radio spot from 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon on 300 metres in the medium wave band. And after we've had the first of our recordings, I shall give you out an address of Southside Radio where you can get some information from. At this time of the morning, my teeth haven't quite woken up properly. Right, enough of the gab for the moment, and on with the free radio recordings. And this time from Radio Caroline, a thing called Frinton Flashing.
A DJ whose name should remain nameless, but his initials mean a contagious disease. And all right, go on, Merrick, go and see, you know. But anyway, a friend of mine, Mark West, who used to be on Radio Scotland, came down, along with Stevie Merrick, I do believe. Anyway, they came down one night, him and a girl, and started flashing just for fun, and Tony Blackburn on.
Terrible! Guess we don't name drop there. Hello, dear. You'll get me fired. Anyway, hello again. What we're going to try this time is we're going to try and get two young ladies and two young gentlemen together. So, look. Are there two young ladies together in the car out there? Give us a shout. Only two young ladies. Yeah, that's a nice bright one. Left the lights on over there. Okay, now look. We can see you, don't worry. If you can flash out your registration number, if you do the first number of it now, okay? One, two, two. That's three, eight, four, five. That's it. Five is the first number, okay? That's if you got that. That's right. Now do the second one. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six. That's five and six. You got that down, Andy? Okay, five and six. Now do the third one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. That's it. Nine. Are there four numbers in your registration? There are. Right, we'll do the fourth one now. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's six. Okay, what have we got there, Andy?
5696.
5696, right. Now do the little letters, the letters now. Okay, two letters, Marla, just two letters. Hang on. Right, it's just two letters, Marla. Well, do the first one now, A to the alphabet, as per usual. Starting for now. One, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, F, M. Okay, M. And now there's a second one, please. Well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X. X! Okay. Is that it? Is that the full number? Yes. Right. What have you got there, Andy?
5696MX.
Okay. Now look, flash out the letter that starts off the make of car now, okay? The letter that starts off the make of car. That's A. It's that Austin. An Austin Mini. No. Austin Cambridge. No.
1100.
Austin 1100. Right! That's great. Now look, what colour is it? That's it. Oh, it doesn't matter about the colour, forget it. Okay, now spin a record, Andy, and look for a couple of guys after this. So if the two guys together out there, we'll get your number after this, and we'll get you to drive together, and then you can meet. That'll be nice.
Back to Brian Wilson and Barry Gibb on roving microphone number 722 on top deck.
Okay.
Well, I've got my brothers about you, you know.
Don't you threaten them on me, though, will you?
I'd like to point out that this program is brought to you by Lucas Batteries Limited, because
a lot of people...
Thank you very much. Yes, you're very kind. Okay, we've got the two girls then. What is the registration again, Andy?
Hang on, let me find it again. 5696MX, and it's an Austin 1100.
Oh, marvellous. Okay, now what we want is a couple of guys now. So, if there are two guys together in the car, give us a flash now. Come on, a couple of guys. Yeah, there's a couple of guys out there. I tell you what, there's a lot of double guys over there. So, in that gap over there, we should try now, flash up the first number of your registration. Yeah, guided lights, just turn them off then, we'll pick it. That's it, yes, you're off now. Yeah, you're on now. You're on. Right, okay. Now, if you flash out from now the number of registration, the first number, okay, start now.
A.
Right, the number we're doing, that's just one, marvellous. Okay, we got one then, now do the second one. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. That's eight. Okay, 1 8 we've got. Now to the third one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's seven. Okay, now to the fourth one. Is there four? No, there's just three. Okay, that means there's three letters, right? That's right. Okay, we'll do the alphabet now. Into the alphabet, the number of letters it is in. From now. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H,
L-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U.
Okay, now the next one, please. A-B-C-N-O-A-B. Okay, that's easy. B, now do the third and final one. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-H. Okay, is that all? That's all, okay. Well, now we get the make of car. Do the letter that it starts off with now, please. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S. That means it's
It's a bit of a racing car.
A Saab. Right, is it a Saab?
Singer?
Yeah, it's a Saab. Yeah. Ah!
How about that?
I thought it was a Studebaker.
Studebaker in England. Oh, yeah. A Saab. Okay. Well, look, what's the registration of that?
It's 187 UBH.
UBH. Well, look, you're nearer to the Harwich area, and the girls, actually, are down more towards, well, Clapton Way. So what I think...
I know where they
meet. Where do they
meet? Do you know Pop in Clinton?
That's the girls and the boys. Now, where's the girls? Are the girls still there?
They are. Right now, then. I don't know if you know, but Wilmington has got a large pier. Reet, are you with me? Girls? Guys?
Yeah, we're both there. Now, listen,
if you both go down to Wilmington Pier, I think the guys are very near Wilton Pier. You can't miss it because it's got a bingo wall right outside, okay? And a gents' toilet the other side.
You'd know that.
You would know that.
Well, we've down there. I'll see you there. Are the girls there now?
Yeah.
Well, you've got the ferries to go, I'm afraid, love. But if you go down there, and I think we'll give them about 10 minutes.
Oh, easily.
10 minutes?
What was it?
10 minutes, Mr. Andy.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Then we'll give you that swing records to get down there, okay? And when you get down there, you'll find a little bit of coast that you can flash by, okay? Girls, you there? Great, fantastic. Guys, you there? Right, now, on the count of one, start your engines. Don't worry about the local fuzz, and away you go, right? And we'll see you in about 10 minutes, okay? Right, there you go. One. And we might even get a double marriage out of this. This is a Roger Twiggy Matrimonial Bureau, and we'll have another record there. I'll come back with you after that. Thanks, Andy.
What have we got here, Morris? Is it ready yet? Do you want to check it now or not? Right. Can you plug it in, then? Where are we? Hang on. Speak, Stevie. No, you're not coming through. We're doing a bit of roving repairs here to the microphone. There seems to be something up with it, and Morris, our engineer's in here, and Stevie's testing, and you've just coughed again. Hang on, let me switch you on. Right. No, you're still not coming through. Well, I'll have to have another record and come back to you a bit later, okay? So don't despair, Frinton. Stay there. Still a metropolis of entertainment, don't you worry? And, right.
Roger, he's working now.
Stop tapping it.
Do you want me to pass it out the window? Well, listen, the very, very first. Now, if the two people that we fixed up for Waterloo are there, can I stop?